Hi, please hold one minute.
Hello.
Hi, just a minute, please.
Is this Abigail?
Yes.
Oh, Abigail.
Please hold one minute.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, this is Raymond Mann. And I was wondering, am I on Medicaid?
Hi.
Sorry. That's all right. Is this Abigail?
Yes, it is. How are you?
I could be doing better, but I ain't going to complain. Abigail, I wanted to ask you, am I on Medicaid? Do I have Medicaid or don't I?
I think you do. Let me double check. Hold one minute,
yeah.
Please. Sorry. Hi, Raymond.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Okay. I see that you've had Medicaid in the past, but right now it's inactive currently. But as soon as you're enrolled in our services, it should reactivate.
Oh, okay. Then I don't have it now.
Reactivate. Sorry. Right now you don't, but once you're enrolled, it should be active.
Well, when you say enroll, what does that mean?
Once you are finished the application for our agency for the home care services, and we get through these last few steps, and we're able to pay your caregiver, then you'll be active.
See,
then you'll be enrolled in our company.
I'm getting a little mixed up. I mean, I know I'm old, but I'm getting,
sorry.
I say I know I'm old, but I'm getting a little mixed up with Medicaid and for my daughter Sharon to take care of me.
Right. Okay. So your daughter Sharon is taking care of you, but our company is going to pay her for the hours that she's by you instead of her working.
They are going to pay her?
Yes, that is why we are enrolling you in our company, so that we can pay your caregiver, which is your daughter, Sharon.
All right, now, my daughter, Sharon, she's at work now, but she texted me and told me that at 3 o'clock I have some kind of an hour interview.
Is this one? Yes, this is on the phone. They're going to call you up. Sorry, let me make sure it's your number. Somebody's going to call you up from a New York number. Look out for a New York call. It looks like it's at 4 o'clock, okay?
Oh, 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock today.
Yeah, they told Sharon 3 o'clock, and they were supposed to call her, not me.
It could be it's at 3. You know what? It could be it's at 3. Let me see. Let me look into that for you. They are going to call you and they're going to ask you a few questions to fill out your PCP form. This is so that you don't have to go down to the doctor.
Yeah, well, could they call her instead of me? Because she'll be home at 3 o'clock. And because a lot of times I can't understand what's going on.
Okay, let me see. Let me see if I gave them her number. Just a moment. Okay. Yeah, it seems that it's at 4 o'clock today, and I gave them both numbers. So if they call you, you can give them your daughter's number to call.
Okay.
If not, they have her number, okay?
Okay. All right, well...
Okay? Everything's good?
Well, I fell, but other than that, everything's good.
I'm sorry. Are you feeling all right now?
Well, I keep forgetting to take my cane out when I'm walking in the house, and I fell in the den. Were you at my house?
No, I was never at your home.
Oh, okay. Well, my bedroom, you'd take a turn to go to the kitchen. When I took a turn, for some reason, I fell. I don't know why, because I don't remember getting dizzy or anything. So then I went back into the bedroom and got my cane and came out and walked with it, so I was all right then.
Okay. Yeah, I guess you should try to remember to take your cane. I know. Okay, Raymond.
Okay, well, I want to thank you very much.
Have a good rest of your day, okay?
Well, thank you, and you too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care.